This is a Hutch Post Podcast News Update.
A busy night for the Nickerson-South Hutchinson USD 309 School Board Monday. Emmy Bays was there.
The USD 309 Board of Education filled a vacant seat at their meeting on Monday night. Jeremy Schmidt, who has served on the Hutchinson City Council, was approved as the new BOE member. Vice President of the Board, Jay Mittener, motioned to approve the appointment of Schmidt, and Board Member Stacy Watson seconded the motion. The vote for approval was a unanimous decision. There was a vacancy on the board because a member retired recently. Also on the agenda at the meeting was a report from Nickerson High School's FBLA president, Cody Spurlock, and Haley McGill, who is also a member of the team. Spurlock and McGill qualified for the FBLA National Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, on June 28th through July 2nd. Spurlock and McGill qualified for nationals after placing in business competitions at an FBLA conference. Spurlock said this is the first time since 2012 that Nickerson's FBLA team qualified for the national conference.
Israel's military chief says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend missile strike, but he has not elaborated on when and how. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said on Monday Israel is still considering its next steps and that the Iranian strike of missiles and attack drones will be met with a response. Halevi spoke during a visit to the Nevatim Air Base, which Israel says suffered light damage in the Iranian attack. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been huddling with top officials to discuss a possible response. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate after Iran launched the attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles over the weekend. And in case you missed it, Coach Tommy DeSalm is moving on. He will no longer be the coach of Hutchinson Community College men's basketball. The national search for his replacement has begun. Lansing Correctional Facility resident Robert Edwin Blanchett died Monday, April 15, 2024. He was 44 years old. He was found unresponsive in his cell. Staff and emergency medical service personnel administered life-saving measures but were unable to revive him. The cause of death is pending the results of an independent autopsy. Per protocol, when a resident dies in the custody of the Kansas Department of Corrections, the death is under investigation by the KDOC and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. That investigation continues. Blanchett was serving a life sentence for convictions of first-degree murder and kidnapping in the commission of a crime in Reno County. The Lansing Correctional Facility serves males and maintains maximum and medium units. Salvage crews at the site of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge are using the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to remove sections of the wreckage and deposit them at a nearby processing yard. Over 1,000 tons of steel have been removed from the waterway so far as authorities work toward their goal of opening a temporary channel later this month that would allow more commercial traffic to resume through Baltimore's ports. Crews are also working to remove some containers from the cargo ship Dolly before lifting steel spans off its bow and refloating the vessel. It will then return to the ports of Baltimore. And one person died in an accident during a pursuit with law enforcement just after 9:30 Monday night in Butler County. County officers were pursuing a 2023 Kawasaki EX650 driven by 43-year-old Ignacio Kiwanis Morales Jr. of El Dorado when the motorcycle struck the right rear corner of a Ford F-150 and the motorcycle driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the truck wasn't hurt. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.